music.
Really, there was something for everyone.
There was never a program that said at 10 o'clock this will happen.
What else do I remember? Lots of people without clothes on.
There was lots of healing tents.
Ah, the street life.
You could learn different sorts of dancing.
Fleet Petite put a wire between buildings across the main street there.
Between the pub and the cafe.
He's a French tightrope artist.
He walked across this wire. It was awe-inspiring.
And I thought I'd discovered him because one very misty night we were doing a show at the Town Hall and I came out for a breath of air, and there in the mist was this magical little being on a monocycle with a black top hat riding along on his cycle. I said, we're doing a show in the Town Hall. Would you like to come and be part of our show? I was actually discovering him. And, of course, he was brought specially for the festival.
There was a stage down in the paddock, not a very big stage, and it had a blackboard too, so you could add yourself to it. And there were a few people that had been lined up to come and play. There was pianist Dollar Brand. He played about a 2 or 3 hour piece during an entire sunset one evening.
I could listen to that endlessly, really, and I can still remember it fondly.
Started off light and ended up dark by the end of it, you know.
The last night of the festival was really incredible. There was a huge full moon rising really, really slowly out of the blackness, and lots of fires and that lovely smell of wood smoke.
When the balls of Bengal were going to perform down in the amphitheatre area down behind the town.
The balls of Bengal travel singing their praises of God. That's kind of how they live their lives. The music was very atmospheric.
And the hippies got on the stage and wouldn't get off. The way they could handle that was to turn the lights off, and they asked me to get up with a candle and sing Wild Mountain Time, which I did. I cleared the stage.
No one was ever offered any money to perform. We didn't want people to consume an item, we wanted them to participate. So everyone that we wrote to and invited was on the basis of, why don't you come and part of this?